Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the important subject of understanding the priesthood and how it came into being. We saw that John the Baptist came preaching for the Jews to repent because of the kingdom of heaven being at hand. He baptized them in water with a baptism of repentance, preparing the people for the way of the Lord into the priesthood, which had been prophesied by Moses in Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 and 6. The requirements for entrance into the priesthood under the Old Covenant were to be washed with water, anointed with oil, and have blood applied to their members. The people came willingly to be baptized, understanding that the manifestation of the kingdom would enable them to become a kingdom of priests. They thought that the physical washing by baptism was the first step into being a kingdom of priests. Instead, John's baptism was simply a baptism of repentance from their sins. When John the Baptist revealed Jesus as the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world, he further prophesied that Jesus would baptize with the Holy Spirit. In reality, John was prophesying of the change in ordination into the priesthood from physical washing with water under the Old Covenant to spiritual baptism with the Holy Spirit, which was to come when the New Covenant came into being. Jesus then proceeded to be baptized in water by John the Baptist to be manifest to Israel that he was going to become the high priest and bring them into the priesthood. His baptism was done to fulfill all righteousness under the Old Covenant law in order that he might become the high priest of Israel. Now when Jesus came up out of the water, having been baptized, fulfilling the first step, then the Holy Spirit came upon him to anoint him. And the second step for ordination into the priesthood was the anointing with oil. The anointing oil is a type of the Holy Spirit, who anointed him, fulfilling the second step for ordination into the priesthood. The third step for ordination was the application of the blood from the ram of consecration to the tip of the right ear, the thumb of the right hand, and the great toe of the right foot. Jesus was the ram of consecration whose blood was shed with the crown of thorns, causing the blood to run down to the tip of his right ear, and the nails in his hands and feet so the blood would run down to the thumb of his right hand and the great toe of his right foot. Jesus was washed, anointed, and the blood was applied to be ordained as the high priest of Israel in fulfillment of the righteousness of the law under the Old Covenant. However, we saw that Jesus was not of the tribe of Levi, but he was of the tribe of Judah. Thus, he could not be in the priesthood under the Old Testament. Further, Moses' prophecy was that all the children of Israel would become a kingdom of priests. Remember, only the tribe of Levi could be in the priesthood under the Old Covenant. Thus, there had to be a change in the covenant, in the priesthood, and in the high priestly order. There also had to be a change in the ordination into the priesthood so that all of the children of Israel could become a kingdom of priests. We saw that Jeremiah prophesied of the change from the Old Covenant to the New Covenant in Jeremiah 31, verse 31. We also saw that Jesus was called of God to be a high priest after the order of Melchizedek in Hebrews 5, verse 6 and 10. And so the New Covenant was going to replace the Old Covenant. Jesus would become the high priest, and the order of the high priest would be after the order of Melchizedek, who was both a king and a priest. The change in the ordination into the priesthood was from a physical washing, anointing, and application of the blood to a spiritual baptism, anointing, and application of the blood. Also, the entrance into the priesthood was changed from physical birth, as of the tribe of Levi, under the Old Covenant, to spiritual birth for all under the New Covenant. Jesus brought about this change through his blood shed on the altar of the cross, having been offered up by Caiaphas, the high priest, unknowingly as the final sacrifice of the Old Covenant. The Old Covenant was finished, as Jesus declared on the cross, "It is finished." He drank the cup of death and experienced the baptism of death. Through death, he completed the redemption by bearing away the sins and iniquities of man for 3 days and three nights in hell. After the 3 days and three nights, Jesus was born from the dead, having been raised from spiritual death by the Holy Spirit. The spiritual birth of Jesus was his entrance into the priesthood. Remember, the first step of ordination of the priesthood was a washing or a baptism, and the first step into the new priesthood was a spiritual baptism. The spiritual baptism was prophesied by John the Baptist, as he said that he baptized with water, but one would come after him who would baptize with the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit when he was immersed, submerged, and engulfed in the presence of the Holy Spirit, because it was the Spirit of God that raised him from the dead. And the result was that Jesus was born again from spiritual death unto spiritual life. Jesus experienced spiritual birth. He was the firstborn from the dead. This was not another physical birth, but instead a spiritual birth. So Jesus entered into the priesthood by spiritual birth. Because Jesus was the forerunner for us, having entered into the priesthood, being made a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, according to Hebrews 6:20, the way is now open for all to enter into the new spiritual priesthood under the new covenant. Now, how do we enter into this? Let's summarize the requirements to enter into the priesthood. In the Old Covenant, entrance into the earthly physical priesthood was by physical birth. There was a physical washing with water, anointing with oil, application of the blood. Now, through Jesus Christ, we have a new covenant, a new priesthood, a new high priestly order. In the new covenant, it is a spiritual covenant with a spiritual priesthood and an unchangeable high priest after the order of Melchizedek, who was a king and a priest. And this high priest, Jesus, has an endless life. So as the priesthood changed from physical to spiritual, so also has the ordination into it. Now, what were the steps to ordination? Physically washed with water, anointed with oil, sprinkled with blood. In the new covenant, entrance into the heavenly spiritual priesthood is by spiritual birth. Ordination into the new covenant priesthood is by spiritual washing, which is the baptism by the Holy Spirit that brought us into the body of Christ, being born again, spiritual anointing, where the Spirit of Christ, who is the anointed one, comes into us at the new birth, and the spiritual application of blood, where the blood of Jesus washes away all of our sins. The change in the first step of ordination was prophesied by John the Baptist in Mark 1, verse 8. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Remember in Matthew chapter 20, verse 22 to 23, Jesus said to the disciples, "You know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They say unto him, "We are able." And he said to them, "You shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with." What cup did Jesus drink, and what baptism was he baptized with? He drank the cup of death, and his baptism was a baptism of death unto life. Now, disciples experienced the same thing as a spiritual baptism of spiritual death unto spiritual life, which comes forth when we are born again. The spiritual baptism produced spiritual birth that brought Jesus into the spiritual priesthood as the high priest under the order of Melchizedek. In like manner, all will come into the priesthood through spiritual baptism that produces spiritual birth, making us kings and priests unto God. So the disciples were going to drink his cup of death, be baptized with the baptism he was baptized with, and when one receives Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they enter into covenant relationship with God the Father under the New Testament, and from their state of being spiritually dead and separated from God, the person experiences a spiritual baptism of death unto life, where our spirit is taken out of our body, and we are born from spiritual death unto spiritual life by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We receive a new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, and our sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus, and we are brought into the spiritual priesthood of the new covenant. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature." We're brand new on the inside of us. And in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5, it says, "You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." We now, living stones being born again, are a spiritual house, and as a holy priest, we are to offer up spiritual sacrifices unto the Lord. Now in verse 9, we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now as born again lively stones, as a holy priest ministering unto the Lord, we're also a royal, ruling, kingly priest, and a holy nation, a peculiar people. This is exactly what Exodus 19, verse 5 and 6 prophesied for all the children of Israel, that they would be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. Revelation 1:5 says, And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. So therefore, when one receives Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, he's baptized with the Holy Spirit. That's the first step. He's born again, spiritually becoming a new creature in Christ, the anointed one within, the second step, and our sins are washed away in the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood applied within. Therefore, all the requirements are met to enter into the priesthood, and we are made a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, a peculiar people unto God. This is all accomplished through spiritual birth. This is why Jesus said, "You must be born again." As I conclude the program today, if you'd like to learn more about this information, I invite you to get my book entitled The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit. The book on the difference between baptism, receiving, and filling of the Holy Spirit is a very important book because people have not understood the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. In this book, there is a chapter that covers all of the information of how we come into the priesthood through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which brings us into spiritual birth. It is very important that you understand that there is a difference between the baptism of the Holy Spirit, receiving the Holy Spirit, and being filled with the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit brings one into the body of Christ. That's the new birth, being born again. The receiving of the Holy Spirit is where the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us once we are born again. When we're born again, we get the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That's Christ in us. That is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and is received subsequent to salvation. Then we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit, which is a continual process, not a one-time thing, that we're to continually be filled with the Spirit for the service of the Lord. If you'd like to get this book, it's available for $6 postpaid. If you're interested in ordering it, please call 602-279-5212. I'd like to invite you today to get a listing of my books and tapes that are available for you. I've written books on many different subjects. Some of these books are very important. We talk about how to confess the word accurately. We talk about the difference between baptism, filling, and receiving of the Holy Spirit, how to intercede effectively, praying in tongues, transference of spirits, how to put on the whole armor of God, understanding the blood of Jesus, accurate New Testament prayer. If you'd like to get a listing of my books and tapes, please call 602-279-5212. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I display all of the scriptures for all to see by video projector as I'm teaching. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.